Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good evening and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. We have a special edition of the podcast tonight. Joining us is Tyler Harris with the Hoosiers for Good, the NIL group for Indiana University athletes. We'll go over all the things that they're doing. It's really impressive. Tyler will explain it all to us. Before we get to that, we have some words from our sponsors over at Athletic Greens and ColorCast. Tons of people take a multivitamin, and it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, to help start your day right. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially during cold and flu season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We are also sponsored by ColorCast. ColorCast is a live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You can talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. And I bet it would be awesome for the NFL draft that starts tonight. All you need to do is download the ColorCast app for free in the iOS App Store, create a profile, link your Twitter, and join whoever you want to join for talking sports. All right, right now we bring in Tyler Harris. You are the executive director of the Hoosiers for Good NIL or collective. And Tyler, just explain to our listeners, what's your overview of your organization?
Yeah, you know, the idea behind Hoosiers for Good, which is an Indiana nonprofit, but also recently received 501c3 status, is helping student athletes become leaders of tomorrow through charitable participation. And so how that works is Hoosiers for Good, myself, enters into NIL agreements with student athletes. And then in turn, we partner those student athletes with charitable organizations to help amplify their mission and really just generate awareness for those charitable organizations.
So right now you have 14 Indiana athletes, six of them from the football side with AJ Barner, Matthew Bedford, DJ Matthews, Tywin Mullen, and Sean Shivers. And a couple of the organizations are the Indiana Region for the American Red Cross, the Boys and Girls Club, and Recycle Force. You also have Jack Tuttle in there as well, and Recycle Force. Just what exactly are these players doing with these organizations? I'm not super familiar with Recycle Force, but being in education, I know the Boys and Girls Club very well, and I know the American Red Cross. So what is your goal for these athletes to help out in the community?
Yeah, you know, really it's add value, right? And student athletes have, you know, and particularly at Indiana, have just a really outsized voice where generations, particularly the younger generation, really listen to what they say. They see what they do. And so they're really impactful. And so the student athletes would, with their charitable partners. There'll be a required number of in-person appearances, which could be upwards of 5, and 12 to 14 social media posts. You know, again, for the most part, all of those appearances and social media posts are outward facing, you know, towards the beneficiary charity. And so it's really timely that you mentioned, because we have our first in-person appearance this Saturday, where AJ and Sean will be at Recycle Force event here in Bloomington. And, you know, it's really exciting that they'll be there and really hit the ground running on that first one, to see how much excitement those student athletes can bring to some of these charities.
Yeah. Just the NIL landscape has really started to change. There are some obvious ones, like selling jerseys and, you know, maybe having athletes plug, hey, this is so-and-so and you're listening to Indiana football on whatever channel they're on. But how do you find these local organizations, and, you know, what's the end goal for raising money to set up these opportunities?
Yeah, you know, the end goal is to be, you know, a sustainable model where, you know, there's opportunities here, but not just opportunities, an opportunity to become a better person, to build your brand through charitable participation, but also really, really influential and impactful financial opportunities. And so that's really the goal. And with that, the overall mission of using those student athletes' platform to amplify the mission of their charitable partners, all that combined is really the Hoosier way. If you think about it, it's using, you know, it's doing good, you know, using your NIL for something bigger than yourself. And so I think it'll be impactful, really positive, and I think there'll be a lot of support for what we're doing.
Now, did the athletes get to choose their organization, or is there a list of choices that you give them that they choose from? How does one pick where they're, you know, working at?
Yeah, you know, at least this first class, it was me choosing. But, you know, I certainly listen to the student athletes' interests. And so when I'm talking to them, it's really like an interview process. You know, we're making sure that they can add value. They genuinely care about what we're doing and using their NIL in this way. But, you know, I'll have a phone call with them, and then we'll have an in-person meeting. And through that process, I'll learn their interests off the field. And thankfully, you know, with my previous role, I knew a lot of these student athletes personally anyways. But learning about their interests, some of the interests they said to me when we were going through the process, I want to be with an organization that specializes in kids. And so, you know, I always take those things into consideration, because if there's interest, there's also value. But the other thing is, you know, I thought it was important to pair them, you know, together as much as possible, with the sports and their schedules. Just made it a lot easier to be able to pair student athletes from the same sport together, but you get also the double of the impact with that approach too.
And how are you raising funds? Where are they coming? Is it companies? Is it private donors? Is it individuals? Mm-hmm. And then just tell us how people can help the cause, because I know there are a lot of Hoosiers out there who are looking to donate for an NIL cause or something like that. So take us through that process.
Yeah. You know, there's certainly no one off limits, right? I mean, it can be individual donors. It can be a business. It can be anything. You know, the big thing, which was a huge win for us and really validated our mission, is all those donations are now tax deductible. And so that was really important. So you can go on our website. And I think when you go on the website, it's, you know, top right-hand corner, there's your donate now function. But you can also reach out to me individually if that's not the process you prefer. I'm always happy to talk to people and explain what we're doing and be truly transparent that, you know, we want to be broad-based, we want to be diverse, but our opportunities are not one size fits all, because NIL is not that. And so, you know, I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about what we're doing. But we are, you know, this can only go as far as the support that there is tied to it. And so we certainly need support to be able to, you know, continue these incredible, this incredible endeavor. I think hopefully that'll be out there.
Right now, it looks like you're partnered with 7 or 8 foundations and different companies. Are you mainly staying in the Bloomington area, central and southern Indiana, or do you see yourself expanding up into maybe the Indy region and hitting some of those organizations up there?
Yeah, I think you know, our mission is to support charities throughout Indiana. And so I don't think we would, you know, there's any charity that's off limits in the state. We do partner with Turnstone, which I was just up there Tuesday. It's an incredible facility, and it's up in Fort Wayne. And so I envision us expanding. We announced with 8 charitable partners that, you know, I've talked to 4 or 5 this week, and that list will continue to grow. But geographically, we're not limited out, you know, unless it's within the state.
And you had 14 athletes this first class. Is that going to be, and you announced it in the spring, how do you foresee the classes going in the future? Is it going to be a class every year, you know, or is it going to be maybe every semester? You know, how long are these athletes? Do you plan on them having, you know, tying them to these organizations?
Yeah, as of right now, which, you know, certainly could change, you know, we're a month and a half old. But we envision 2 classes a year. So a fall class and a spring class, and generally all those are going to be year-long commitments. You know, we certainly want it to be over an extended period of time, because if you try to rush and do a whole bunch of deliverable things within the NIL agreement a short period of time, it starts to feel disingenuous. And so we thought it was important to make sure that these are year-long commitments. You know, give these student athletes the opportunity to learn about the mission and the cause, and that way be able to add value. And so as of right now, you know, we'll have we've had our spring class, you know, we're certainly eyeing a fall class, but certainly could change.
Then you are partnered with former athletic director, Fred Glass. How important has he been in this process for you? There's a lot of NCAA rules, that even, you know, probably nobody knows every single one of them. But how important has he been to this process, to set, you know, setting it up, helping you jump through all the hoops and doing this the right way?
You know, Fred is an unbelievably brilliant person. And he's just so helpful in guiding through whatever process it is, whether it's a conversation, whether it's, you know, tax or IRS implications or NCA, you know, problems. You know, he really can provide just unbelievable guidance, you know, on really anything. I mean, it's amazing how much knowledge he has. And so he's incredibly important to what we're doing. You know, thankfully, because of my background, I was the head of compliance at IU. And so I have that expertise too. And so it's just always good to be able to bounce something off somebody to make sure there's we're not operating in a gray area. We just really want to be transparent and do things the right way, but provide big opportunities to create really, really good young people.
There are other NIL collectives out there for IU that mainly focus on one sport. Why did you choose to focus on all sports? You have football, women's basketball. I think there's some swimming and diving, softball, soccer, volleyball. What made you decide to do all sports? Because Indiana they have 24 sports, and a lot of teams are playing well and all that stuff. What made you choose we're going for all the sports?
Yeah, you know, I certainly can't take credit. You know, a lot of this was all these details were hammered out before I started, which really gave me the ability to hit the ground running. But it seems like the Indiana way, right? You think of IU, you think of 24 sports, one team. We want each student athlete to be successful, and I think that carries weight here. We want all student athletes to have opportunities. They can all add value in their own way, and so it's just really important for us to be broad based and inclusive and encompass as many sports as possible to show there are a lot of opportunities here. And the other thing is, you know, to make sure we are kind of broad based, you know, we're going to be launching a charitable incubator program for student athletes who haven't found their voice yet, but are really passionate about a specific cause. And through that process, we'll help develop that voice for them and raise awareness for the charity they're really passionate about.
And IU has a lot of Olympic sports. You think of Lily King, and if NIL was around when she was winning gold medals and things like that. Is this only like if Visa or whatever came to you and said, hey, we would like to sponsor, who, like, is that something you do? Or are you just staying in the charitable organizations where, you know, it's the Boys and Girls Club or, you know, Habitat for Humanity, something like that?
You know, we certainly keep the door open to evolution, you know, because as you probably know, the last 3 weeks, the NIL market has went a little bit crazy. And so, you know, we certainly have to keep our pulse on those things and making sure we're evolving as much as we can. You know, there are certainly limitations, and we are a charitable organization. And so as of right now, our main focus and importance to not jeopardize our 501c3 status is to be working with charitable organizations. But that certainly doesn't mean that, you know, at some point that we couldn't evolve if we need to.
And just tell us how we find you. You know, you talked about your website. You're on social media. Just tell us how we find your organization. And if you do look at their website, the button is on the top right corner for donate now. Just take us through how we find your website over the interweb.
Yeah, you know, we're HoosiersForGood.org. It'll take you directly to our website. And then, you know, in terms of social media, Hoosiers for Good is our Instagram handle, and Hoosiers for Good is our Twitter handle, but with the number four, as opposed to FOR on Twitter. And then myself, again, I'm more than happy to talk to anybody who is interested in learning more about Hoosiers for Good, NIL in general. Who may want to learn about ways to help. My email address is tyler.harris@hoosiersforgood.org. And really do invite those conversations because we do want to get the word out of all the things that we are doing.
Awesome. And then I thought of another question. How did you choose the six football players that were chosen in AJ Barner and Matthew Bedford? DJ Matthews, Tywin Mullen, Sean Shivers, and Jack Tuttle. Did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them, or was it kind of mutual?
You know, I reached out to them. You know, in part, you know, you see social media as a way, but the program they're associated with is important. Do people recognize their name? You know, all those are important factors. But the important factor not to forget about is genuinely caring about doing good. And that's what we care about as well. You know, all those other factors are great, but if you're signing NIL agreements and you don't really care what you're doing, it really doesn't positively impact, you know, our organization or our charitable partners the way we want it to. And so, you know, those individuals, I knew them very well when I was at IU, and I knew what they're passionate about. I knew what they cared about. And you know, I think it was multiple football student athletes that told me they would engage in this endeavor for free because that's how much they care about helping others. And while that was very nice, you know, they're finally getting rights to their NIL, and we certainly don't want to abuse that. But that just kind of shows you the type of student athletes that are at IU and how much they care about really impacting other people's lives over their lives first.
And do you, I know IU educate, has a program. Do you talk about the tax ramifications with them and how to do all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, when I was at IU, you know, that was an important component, and I'm sure it still is. You know, the financial literacy component of all of this, you know, tax implications, Pell Grant implications. You know, there's a lot of implications, and we certainly let them know that there are implications that they need to be making sure that they're talking to IU about. But at the end of the day, you know, these young men and women, you know, they're adults and they've got to you know, grow up and learn that. And we're there to help them through the process. But the big thing is, and I thought we did this a good job, you with this, is you educate them enough to where they know when to ask questions. And then that's the important thing. And so, you know, we're certainly here. We're certainly letting them know to make sure that they're aware of implications. But you know, really on them to make sure they're asking questions.
Do you have a figure of how much money you've raised so far? What's your goal to get to where you feel comfortable that it's kind of self-sustaining?
Yeah, you know, we haven't thought too much about that. You know, we just announced the first class, you know, in fairly early April. And we put a lot of time and effort into, you know, getting that up, because it was really important to us to be able to show potential donors a vision before we went and tried to sell them on a vision that we couldn't show anything. And so, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into that. And so now we're just starting to, you know, build out a potential, you know, donor list, and hopefully we'll start reaching out to individuals here soon to see if there's willing, you know, if there's support there. But, you know, one thing that's, I just think is so important that shows there's really value in this is, you know, McKinsey Holmes and Grace Berger is an example. They put out a, you know, social media post indicating they're partnering with Indiana Wish and, you know, are very excited to, you know, amplify their mission. And Indiana Wish, you know, the following Wednesday after that tweet went up, Indiana Wish's social media reach went up 500%, and that's just on a single social media post. And so there's really value, and you know, we shouldn't underestimate a student athlete's platform. And you know, I think, you know, as we continue to grow and advance and as Hoosiers for Good, we'll learn that there's so much influence some of these student athletes have that really, really can add value to these charities.
Well, Tyler, thank you for joining me. You're doing great work at Hoosier for Good. Again, if you're looking to donate, check them out. It's hoosiersforgood.org. The donate now button's on the top right corner. You can follow them on social media. It's at Hoosier with number 4 good on Twitter, and at Hoosiers for Good on Instagram as well. Tyler, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Hopefully we'll have you on again as this thing grows. With updates, good luck to you, and good luck to everybody who's working with you. And we can't wait to see what you put out with these student athletes, especially on the football side of stuff, with these organizations. And so, excellent job, and we appreciate it. So I'll let you go, and we'll close out with one last ad read. But thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, Sammy.
All right, tonight's episode of Hoosier Huddle Podcast is brought to you by SportsDrink, your digital water cooler. SportsDrink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats. Go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @SportsDrink, spelled like sports drink, but without the vowels. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.